Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Sarah Cook, Walnut Way.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're going to talk about Peace Haven and a new day for Peace Haven. And I'm thinking, Sarah, we need to start just in case there's some new folks in the area, some folks who don't know what Peace Haven is. So let's start there.
Okay. Peace Haven was built in Walnut just over 50 years ago as a independent retired living facility for those over 55 years of age. So it has currently 61 units, or originally 61 units, 45,000 square feet that averaged about 200 square feet each. And today we're faced with some challenges with that 50-year-old facility. We've got declining resident population because there's an increase in competition from neighboring communities and escalating maintenance costs and an aging facility that needs some repair. We have a central boiler system that's kind of at the end of its life. We seem to put a lot of our savings into that each year. Just people's expectations, living expectations have changed over the years.
Yeah, 50 years is a long time. A lot of changes. I mean, to some of us, 50 years is not a long time. But but in terms of changes in lifestyle and rules and regulations, there have been many, surely.
Exactly. We are not up to standard ADA codes, handicap accessible, mm-hmm. in our rooms, especially the restrooms. To renovate or even remodel some of the facility, the floor contains asbestos, so you would have the abatement cost. You know, I mean, it's not a hazard as it is now, but if you start to disturb any of that, you have all of that abatement cost involved. So we looked at several options in terms of remodeling, but due to that large cost, the need for a new heating and cooling system, and it's really in need of a new roof as well, the cost just to remodel was pushing very close to what it would cost just to tear down and build some new.
And then you'd still have an old building, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But some people don't understand why, you know, you don't just remodel. And so I'm thinking, though, people don't understand a lot of the things that you just talked about in terms of changes in needs and safety and all that. So it's really important to get that word out there.
Exactly, exactly. And another challenging aspect of the current Peace Haven is that, you know, 50 years ago, people were content to come into a small rooms, you know, with a limited storage and whatnot. People didn't have the amount of material possessions that they had, that they seem to have these days. You know, people are just used to a higher quality of life, and that's a concern for some of our residents. You know, what am I going to do with all my things once I move in here? Because the units are fairly small. So it's our plan to expand the size of those units to make it feel more homey and have all handicap accessible and kitchen hookups. You know, so if people want to cook in their own room, they may. As Peace Haven is currently, we provide three meals a day, and there is no kitchenette or anything in the residence room, mm-hmm. so there is no option to cook for themselves.
So you're giving more choices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Expanding on even on the independents, if people, you know, so choose to not partake in the meal plan, they don't have to any longer.
Okay, so that's another choice, just not to eat the meals there at all and do all their own prep. That's
right. Right. We'll have a new two-story facility. It'll still be residential in character, and this time we'll contain 36 apartment units. We would have 14 studios, 14 one-bedroom apartments, six two-bedroom apartments, and two two-bedroom deluxe apartments for those who may want something that's a little larger. We'd have the new connecting one-story main entry would have a covered drive-through canopy so that there's a protected entrance for those who are maybe picking up and dropping off residents, you know, protect them a little bit from the weather. A private family dining room a central hearth and fireside kind of focal point in the main lobby there. And then we'd also have a public wellness center with locker rooms, and that would be capable of being used after hours by members from the local and surrounding community. Mm-hmm. A new 60-seat dining room with an outdoor patio. And the new addition will connect to the existing basement under the current kitchen and dining area, and we would provide elevator and stair access to the basement. So we're remodeling the current existing kitchen and dining space to have a new roof, windows, mechanical, electrical systems, and new finishes. And we'd have a bistro serving line for sandwich and soup dinners. We'd have a community social hall, a resident pub and game room, a library, sewing craft center, interior park area, and public restrooms. So a lot of expanded facilities and amenities for both our residents and the community as a whole.
Yeah, several of the things you mentioned sound like you really are inviting the community in and perhaps providing something that your community needs that's not available elsewhere.
Exactly, yes. An exercise, facility mm-hmm. such as that, mm-hmm. that's something that this community in particular could benefit from for sure, because currently we'd either have to travel to either Harlan or Atlantic mm-hmm. to utilize such a thing.
Okay, so. Nice addition. Big changes, big plans here,
yes.
Sarah.
Yes.
And I was going to ask you where it's located, but you told me you're using part of the old structure, so it has to be on the same grounds.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be located on the same acreage there. As we transition, we will move our current residence back into the west wings while we tear down those front wings there on the east side that are closest to Antique City Drive. And then we'll do that remodeling, and when the new apartments are available for them to move in, then we'll transfer them back up to the front.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah, you're a member of the Board of Trustees. How long have you been working on this?
Oh, we've been discussing the need for remodeling ever since I joined the board, which was, I want to say, 3-4 years ago mm-hmm. or so. But we have, we have explored many options and discussed what would be really the best way to go about it. We feel that Schemmer and Associates, the architectural company that we've chosen to go through, has really brought a great plan to the table. Mm-hmm. They've walked us through the process and been great assistance in all planning aspects. Mm-hmm. And we really have enjoyed our partnership mm-hmm. with them.
Well, it sounds pretty exciting stuff. Sarah, how are you going to pay for all of this?
Well, that was kind of the catch-22 that the board was in. I mean, before we could apply for any grants or loans or whatnot, you needed a plan in place. So we up until this last month, we didn't have that plan in place. Schemmer's helped us draw up the plans and just lay out all of the details, what it would look like. So now that we have that plan, we are beginning the process of applying for grants and loans and whatnot. But we welcome any donations. I know we're approaching the holiday time and people are looking for worthy causes to donate to. And I'd remind people those donations can come in many forms. The volunteerism and the fundraising process, a donated side of beef or pork or a load of grain. I mean, it doesn't have to be strictly monetary right mm-hmm. from your checkbook, although mm-hmm. we, of course, welcome that as well.
Sure. good timing on that. And I assume you're going to do some fundraising.
We are, yes. We just started yesterday. Our first kickoff fundraising event was a cookie walk at Peace Haven. We had several volunteers bake lots of holiday goodies, and people came up and they bought those by the dozen for mm-hmm. the most part. And, it was a nice little fundraiser, and there are more in the works.
And probably help get people more aware of what was going on. You have to be out there doing things. What's your goal to have it finished?
We are hoping to be breaking ground here this April. We'd okay. like April 19th to coincide with the original groundbreaking on the original East Haven residence. Yes.
Okay.
So, I should know that the exact amount of estimated completion time, but We're hoping to break ground in April.
All right. So we'll be looking forward to hearing news about breaking ground and keeping us up to date on what's happening. We want to thank you very much, Sarah Cook, for bringing us up to date on a new day for Peace Haven.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's the thought. The secret of a good life is to have the right loyalties and hold them in the right scale of values.